We're talking today with Ron Scholler with the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, we are right on top of final decisions being made right now to pull the trigger to get into canola planting for our window that will operate, open up pretty quick after the 1st of September.
That's right, Ron. We need a little moisture to mellow the soil out some, but planting intentions are up dramatically this year for good reason. There's some potential to make some profit on canola, whereas we're really struggling with our other commodities. We are right on top of the window. September the 10th is when that opens up, and it's a relatively short window, only 30 days. That's short compared to other commodities. So they need to be making their final decisions. Hopefully they've done that since we're only a couple of weeks, a little over 2 weeks out. They've got those the seed booked. We've talked to the seedsmen all season. They say they have plenty of seed. It may not be exactly the varieties that some will want if they didn't get their orders in early, but there's plenty of seed for what we're going to plant.
And I guess one other deadline before even September 10, into this month, we've got the deadline on getting crop insurance applied for.
August 31st, that's a magical date. They need to be aware of that and acting on that. This day and age, Ron, our growers in Oklahoma just cannot afford to they must have crop insurance. That's our safety net. That's the only safety net they have left. The other government programs that they had relied on, depended on in the past, are no longer available. The crop insurance program is their safety net. It's not free, but it is economical. It has to be part of their management decisions, and so they need to be watching that calendar very closely because we're right on top of that date, August 31st.
Now, I know you've had a couple of educational meetings this year, pretty good attendance, and as you said, the attitudes have swung back around. The pendulum has swung back to folks wanting to include canola as a part of their wheat rotation.
That's right. We had hit a speed bump, as everyone is well aware, but we did have meetings in Weatherford and Enid, large attendance, a lot of interest, a lot of growers, and a lot of optimism. Of course, some of that is fueled by our less than desired prices for wheat. But as everyone will tell you, everyone in the know, there is potential for income with canola. We'd encourage growers to get the OSU budgets, which have been put together, the budget tools, and look at the wheat canola rotation. Put their own figures in there. Don't take my word for it. Figure it for your own operation. What do things look like for you? That's a good starting place right there.
I know that, the thing that OSU's preached obviously ever since Dr. Pieper started touting canola several years ago, the idea that rotation with your winter wheat is going to be very beneficial for your wheat production in years down the road.
That's right, Ron. I've said I know wheat growers who don't grow canola, but I don't know any canola growers who don't grow wheat. And we believe very strongly, and there's lots of evidence to prove it, that growing some canola will make a grower a better wheat grower. It will improve yields. It will clean up some grassy weeds for which we have no other controls in wheat. We had an awful lot of feral rye and Italian ryegrass this year in the wheat on some really good land. This is one of the things that has to be very frustrating to our growers is those grassy weeds are no respecter of quality of farmer or quality of land, I should say. So this is an opportunity to clean those up, improve wheat yields by 15% to 20% and even more sometimes, and a better price than we've seen for some other things.
I know that we've continued to learn about this crop. What are two or three of the lessons we've learned over the last couple of growing seasons for these folks that rotated out and are now coming back in?
Well, like anything, any grower is going to be better if they stay the course. In and out is probably not a very good strategy. So we hope that we'll get past some of our issues and these guys who have grown it before will get to be long-term growers. It is important to pay attention to varieties. Look at the test results from OSU. There are a lot of tools available. This is not just taking chance. This is study the lessons. got to get that crop in at the right time. There are strong, heavy penalties for getting it in after the planting window closes. Get it in when you have a little moisture. This is a crop that works well. It doesn't work well on your poorest land. This is not a poor crop, but we've seen that it does have some drought tolerance. Those who were fortunate enough to be at Canola College saw the root systems that we can generate that come from canola. I like to say this is the tillage turnip that from which you can produce a crop. It does help in breaking up hard pans and ferreting out the water supply because those roots penetrate deeply. So that's one of the things we know is it's much more drought tolerant, moisture seeking than some of our other crops.
And one of the things, because of the fact that it's a mustard type plant, a lot of times it'll wait for moisture, you know, during the growing season when you don't have it.
That's correct. It's indeterminate in growth. A lot of blooming. It's not like corn, for example, very short window for pollination. If you don't have that happen under good conditions, you don't make a corn crop. Canola is like soybeans, indeterminate in growth habit, and so it will wait. It will bloom over a very long, several-week period of time. So if you get moisture in there at during that time, you can still make a crop, and we've seen that repeatedly. You're not out of the business until far, far into the season.
Right. You know, at this point, you know, I know it's a little early, talking acres, but it seems like we obviously were way, way down in 2015. We're going to have a substantial bounce back, I would assume.
Yes, percentage-wise, I think we'll be at least double what we had this past year and put us back more like where we were in 2014 when we had almost 300,000. Now, I'm not predicting 300,000 acres this year, but I believe we'll be well over 2 if growers plant what they say they're going to plant. And if we get some cooperation from Mother Nature and we get some rain here in the not-too-distant future.